from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 10th, 2013. Within 2 weeks, reservoir water levels could reach an all-time low throughout the state. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, Texas State Climatologist, College Station.
Summertime hasn't been all that bad for much of the state. We had a fairly wet summer in the panhandle and parts of far west Texas. There was some useful rain in much of west central Texas, and then also southern parts of the coastal bend area and the coastal plain around there did pretty well. Meanwhile, it's been dry in some other areas, most notably the northeastern quarter of the state, especially along the border with Louisiana and even up toward the border with Arkansas. They've been unusually dry during the summer. So the tables have been turned. Instead of the wet part of the state being wet, the dry, it's sort of the other way around this time. Mm-hmm. But, of course, normal rainfall isn't enough to refill reservoirs in the summertime. So right now, statewide reservoir levels are continuing to drop, and if they keep going down at the present rate, it'll only take about two more weeks before they set a new all-time record for difference between how much water they're built to store and how much water they've actually got in them. So it'll be a new record low all time. We continue to set records for record low for this time of year, but this will be an all-time record.
Nielsen Gammon noted computer models are predicting a tropical storm forming in mid-September in the western Gulf of Mexico that could bring rain to reservoirs along the Rio Grande. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.